Before buttons, things were much harder, like starting an outboard motor.
Come on.
Or even treating sleep apnea. If you've tried CPAP but struggle to get a good night's sleep, relief can be as easy as a button with Inspire.
Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside your body with just the click of a remote. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
FM Talk Weather.
Brought to you by Robert Kushner with Cal Nevada Real Estate. Learn how to avoid the six biggest mistakes home sellers make at calnevadarealestate.com. Call 775-400-0517. Heat advisory today, low 100s in the valleys, right around 90 in the Tahoe Basin, staying hot through Father's Day weekend. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
What day of the week is it?
Puzzly thrilling.
It's thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling. Thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling subject.
You don't sound thrilled about it.
All right, fine. I'm thrilled. Okay, thrilled.
Oh, great.
It's just Thursday.
Thursday
is more than just another Thursday.
All right, then.
Come on, thrill me. Chill me.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, I just said it was a fantastic Thursday, but if you want to make it thrilling, that's totally up to you. You can do anything you want. Hey, I do hope that you answer today's poll question, what you think about inflation. Okay. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Are you feeling the effects of inflation? A lot of people around here are. Got this quick text, livestock, feed, alfalfa, and mix, both up, way up. Yeah, so you can't feed your animals. A piece of plywood used to cost $8. Now it costs $60. Building products, also up. Because they want to completely price you out of new homes. Who's going to go out and buy a new home that starts at $400,000? I mean, heck, when we were looking for homes just a few years ago, they were in the hundreds. Remember when you used to see the billboards, this new subdivision starting in the low 100s? Then it went to starting in the high 100s. Then it went to the 200s. Then the 300s. And what do they blame it on? The price of lumber. Yeah. It's more than that. It's people manipulating the prices. I have a dear friend that, you know, is looking for a house in another state, which I think is sad because I think that in a few months, it's not going to matter where you live, what color state you live in. We're all going to go through this. And keep in mind that BlackRock and all 20 subsidiaries are purchasing up subdivisions, homes, at over 20 to 50% their value, pricing the American people out of owning homes. So the middle class will have to rent. Well, $100 might only get you a piece and a half of plywood, but at least it's a start on something to cover your head. We've got our recall, Thursday cash recall contest coming up. Again, you can't have won in the last 30 days. It's a text-only contest, so make sure you know that text line. Have it in your phone, 884-9910. Give you a question coming up. This half hour, usually I wait until the last half hour, but I'm going to give it to you in this half hour. Getting notifications that people are upset that the Supreme Court has, you know, they didn't really rule anything about the Affordable Care Act. We are in a Democrat-controlled government, and they're looking at that. They decided not to hear the case People are all out there saying, oh, the ruling affirms that the Affordable Care Act is here to stay. No, it doesn't. Our very own AG Aaron Ford is all, whoa, we won. No. You didn't. It's the same thing that they were trying to say. Oh, Trump lost all his cases. No, he didn't. These judges, the state Supreme Courts, and the Supreme Court of the United States chose not to hear the cases. What does that mean? Chose not to hear them at this time. There's a big difference. But basically, everything can be revived. But again, it just goes to show what they are worried about. They're rejecting it on standing. It's just a bunch of bull. Just keep putting this all in your head. And then go back. I ask you all the time when you're there answering today's poll question. 923-FMTalk.com, 991-FMTalk.com. When you answer today's poll question about inflation, make sure you head on over to my webpage. All you have to do is go up into the left-hand corner, click schedule, click on weekdays. All of our pictures come up. Well, except for Armstrong and Getty. We really didn't need their photographs. So click on my picture, and then it'll take you to my page. Now, if you go onto my page, people keep throwing this at me, and it's like, oh, no, trust me. It's already on my page and has been on there for months and months and months. Try to give you this stuff ahead of time. Take advantage of it. If you scroll down just a little bit, I have a header there that says, must watch. It was a coup, not an insurrection. There is a link there to PSYOP the Steal from Millennial Millie. Just watch it. You'll see how Antifa, BLM, and the FBI were involved. You'll see how Capitol Police were greeting people. You'll see how people weren't trashing things that looked like real Trump supporters. But people dressed all in black with batons were. And they were called out as being Antifa. There's video of them changing into Trump gear because that's what they were told to do. That's what they were told to do. That's what they were told to do by the Democrats. That's what they were told to do by the FBI. That's what they were told to do from their different groups. This was not an insurrection. So remember that when the local media keeps trying to point out that Joey Gilbert was part of the insurrection. They don't have facts. Video? Seeing it for yourself? That is a fact. I'm disappointed with the FBI as a whole. I'm disappointed with NHS, with CIA, with all of these government agencies that say they're out there for us. And they're not. And the biggest problem is those agencies, as far as our founding fathers go, as far as the Constitution goes, They shouldn't even exist. Well, I think I probably just got myself on the new list, but I don't care. Yesterday's poll question, do you trust the local media to not follow a narrative and to bring you accurate and researched information free of political bias? 7% said yes. Not a whole lot of supporters out there. And that's important to know. By the way, according to Milton Friedman, inflation, which we are seeing right now, and we will continue to see, we will see hyperinflation, is taxation without legislation. So, what are you prepared to do about it? What are you prepared to do? This is our time. This is our time to speak up, use our voice, whether it be with the Washoe County Commission, whether it be, well, with any of the commissions, the supervisors in Carson, the commissions in Douglas and Lyon, Churchill. It is our time to speak up and let these people know that this time next year, they're not going to be in office. I just received another text. It doesn't matter. You're not going to win. Nobody is going to win if we don't fix the election system. If we don't fix Dominion. Well, how do we do that? We don't. You do. You call your commissioners. You call the Board of Elections. You call the Secretary of State. You call your legislators. And you keep calling until we start hearing something about it. Because I don't see anything being done. I don't hear any discussions about, well, what can we do in place of? All I hear is, well, we paid a lot of money for these machines. Yeah, you did. Our money, taxpayer dollars. So if it's our money that they're spending on this junk, to steal our money, to steal our elections, well, guess what? I want my money spent on paper ballots and a hand count. I don't care how long it takes. Get it done.
This is not headline news. Wallet Hub named New Jersey the best state to live in. Particularly if your quality of life centers on easy access to Axe body spray. Seth Rogen sold a vase he made for $10,000, which was mostly the value of the pot inside. Chrissy Teigen wants an Oprah sit-down to apologize for her bullying scandal, and says if she doesn't get it, she'll shove Oprah's head in a toilet. Ricky Schroeder joined an anti-vaxxer protest at a Foo Fighters concert. Technically, Ricky was working security and joined the protest, but you get it. And today is National Eat Your Vegetables Day, which means it's also Smother Everything with Ranch Dressing Day. This is not headline news.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And here you go. Talk, talk, and text. You got to text, though, within 90 seconds. Can't have won in the last 30 days. Here's your cash recall question to win $100. Which one of our talk show hosts was the keynote speaker at the Douglas County Heritage Festival just a couple of years ago? which one of our talk show hosts was the keynote speaker at the Douglas County Heritage Festival just a couple of years ago. Good luck. You got 90 seconds, and don't text and drive. Let's go to the talk and text lines for a talking section or a session with Cindy. Cindy wants to talk about lumber prices. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Monica. How you doing today?
Doing fabulous. I'm just about off of my oxygen permanently.
Yay! That's very, very good news. I'm very happy to hear that. And as you know, we've been very busy, and I haven't been able to check in with you for a while. There's so many moving parts going on in the school district and the commission with Michael Clark, the Washoe County assessor, and the corruption that's percolating to the surface. But what I wanted to speak to specifically, because that's such an exhaustive list, is when you raised the point about lumber and the unaffordability of homes, and of course I'm familiar with what BlackRock is doing across the country, I want to bring it down here locally in the DeAndrea area. I don't know if you're aware, but you know that the DeAndrea golf course has suffered since the Great Recession in trying to find a builder, an operator, a rehabilitator. So Harvey Whittemore and a group, some of the group was originally affiliated, as I understand, with the original developer who ended up embezzling some money, allegedly. Let's say allegedly. But what Harvey Whittemore is trying to do, there's a section in the DeAndrea golf course that currently is zoned for single family homes, and in the original master plan, this section called Monticello was envisioned to have 72 homes, a little bit higher end. So the master plan for DeAndrea reportedly includes approvals or a pre-planning of 2,230 homes. They claim that there's 2,000 homes that have been built up here. And if you've been over in DeAndrea, you know how massively overbuilt it is, which is going to be a fire issue for ingress and egress. The plot that he and his group want to have, and we submitted to the city of Sparks to have it rezoned as multifamily, M14, I believe is what they articulated it to be. And what Harvey Whittemore says is that he's envisioning, or the plan is to build a building of attached homes, something like a townhome or duets or something like that. But they want to put into the plot, currently zoned for 72 homes, 230 multifamily. Now, we already know that the cost of the building materials, if you can get them, is astronomical. So they're not going to be able to afford building a house that a normal family could buy. So this is what our speculation is, and you think about this, is that they've reconditioned 9 holes to open up a world-class amenity, as Harvey described it. They're going to rebuild the clubhouse. But if they can successfully rezone this plot for 230 homes, the remaining 9 holes up above, they will have foothold to rezone and then continue overbuilding. And you know, Harvey Whittemore has been around for decades, and we know that he's got a lot of connections in town, and he's able to accomplish what he wants.
Well, and I'm sure he has more connections now with his time in prison for the money that he gave Harry Reid. But it, again, Cindy, this goes back to the big picture. They want the middle class renting. They want to get people out of the rurals and push them into the city center so they are better controlled. This is all part of the plan. And if people aren't understanding that, then we are just going to be keeping overbuilding, lack of water. And this year, I think 2021 is going to be the perfect example of it when the state starts going after domestic wells, because we ain't got no water for this.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, that dovetails with what you're saying. And the meeting I attended last week, I wish I could remember what day it was. I went to about 6 or 7 meetings last week. I can't keep them all straight. But this meeting was well attended. But if you consider that there's 2,000 homes in the DeAndrea area already, it was underrepresented. So anybody that's listening in your audience needs to be aware that this is what's coming. And also, anybody that believes Harvey Whittemore has no money in it and has no interest in making money in it, as he has, as he claims, and that it's for his children and grandchildren, is out to lunch in Argentina.
Oh, so that's where the money went, to his children and grandchildren. That's
yes.
Stay up to date with Washoe Rapp, Washoe Residence for Appropriate Planning. .com, washoerapp.com, because they also detail all of this out as well. Cindy, thank you so much for your time.
Perfect.
Gotta let you go, and thank you for everything you do for the community. We've got our watchdogs out there. You just have to listen.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And the winner of our $100 recall cash Thursday is nobody. Nobody had the correct answer to our question. Which one of our talk show hosts was the keynote speaker at the Douglas County Heritage Festival a couple of years ago? And I can't give you the correct answer because, well, Jay Biggs is going to do this question during his time. So you'll just have to wait. Sorry, I hate to torture you. It's what I say. It's all I can do. Going back to what we were talking about earlier with law enforcement, just a terrible situation here where law enforcement goes into a local restaurant in Midtown and makes a purchase, you know, wants to support local business. Something written inside his lunch. Do your job. I think I know what it's in reference to, but, you know. Be careful out there if you are in law enforcement. Well, I say everybody be careful, even if you're wearing Trump gear when you go in. Fast food restaurants just seem to be the target place now, or smaller restaurants. They just seem to be a target now for nonsense. We keep doing this to ourselves, and we have to stop. We have to work together against the powers that be to get past what they're putting us through. The hyperinflation, the misappropriation of funds. At what point do they fix the system? They're not going to fix the system because that's how they're making money. Today's poll question, are you feeling the effects of inflation? 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, do you trust the local media to not follow a narrative and bring you accurate and researched information? Free of political bias. 93% of those participating in the question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City was hell no. That's local media. I know the answer would have been the same, maybe even a little bit higher for national media. Everything that they have literally lied about, they know. They're following the narrative. You look at, on the national stage, how many newscasters, reporters, and anchors are married to government officials, government representatives, government employees. Yeah, it's pretty much all. You just have to figure out who they're married to because they don't always use the same last name. Just saying. Time to go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Linda Thompson, see what she's up to today. Hey, Linda.
Hi, Monica. I'm so happy to hear about your oxygen.
Yep, I'm getting rid of this stuff.
But I'm hoping you can help me get this word out. I just found out about it. Sheriff Mack is going to be in Fallon tomorrow night. He's going to be at our Liberty Park on South Taylor. It's just south of town, south of the fairgrounds. It's going to be Sheriff Mack, Robert David Steele, Kevin Jenkins, and Trent Loess is going to be the master ceremony. It's open at 4. They'll be on the stage from 5 to 6 and interactive from 6 to 7. But I just found out of it, so I'd really like to get the word out there and have Fallon people show up, support these guys, let them know we do care.
Yeah, it's I'm just concerned because I was texting with Sheriff Mack last night, and he didn't know about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's on a Rise USA site. Because
yeah.
When somebody called me, I went to their site to find it, and it was listed.
Yeah, somebody sent me the link to the site, and like I said, I was talking with Sheriff Mack last night, and he didn't know about it, so.
Oh, my goodness.
His text back to me is, I don't think we have a Friday event, but I'd sure like to talk about the Elko event on Sunday. I said, well, you better check your schedule. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I guess I better do some. I mean, I went to their straight to the horse's mouth and thought I had the right information.
Well, you know, I hope it's true. But Sheriff Mack, he was supposed to call in today and he missed the time. So I didn't hear from him. So I'm going to text him back again and see if he wants to be on in the morning. So it's going to be interesting. I'll make sure that he's double-checked his schedule. But thank you for calling in, because if you were in the Fallon area, if you're in Fernley or any, you know, Winnemucca, anywhere that's close to it, definitely check out Sheriff Mack and the team, because we now have two counties in Nevada that are constitutional counties that have signed up to, they've signed the pledge to make sure that your constitutional rights are never violated again. And that means that they have already been violated. So, Linda, thank you so much for the update, and I hope you have a great time at the event.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
You too, Linda. Appreciate it. You know, this is the thing. Unfortunately, things, you know, people put things in schedule and they don't let everybody know. So we'll get you that information, and I'll double check with Sheriff Mack here coming up. Just a couple of things that people are texting and want to talk about. It's important that we stay up with each other, because obviously we're not trusting the media. So what do? If you go to my webpage again, 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com, this is a long scroll. Actually, first thing I have on my page is a quick update on my run for office, why I'm not doing a congressional run. I am now doing a run for Nevada State Senate for District 16, which is currently held by Ben Kiekeffer. So I want to make sure that we get a Republican in there that actually has Republican values and is not a yes person for the Democrats. But if you, this page has gotten so enormous, because I put all the links to almost every story that I do on here. It used to be separated by days, but I got so busy I couldn't break it up into days. But if you keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, as you get towards the end, you will see a list of links, okay? Learntherisk.org, WashoePatriots.com. The links are all there for you. RenoInitiative.org, DisarmAndDisable.com, Vashiva.com. That's Dr. Shiva. Great site. Censored News. All these places that I like to go to and get information. they're all there for you. And I'm constantly adding to it because we're constantly getting new sites. You know, as I brought you something from Revolver.news today, this is how we have to do it. These are private organizations. That's why you'll see donate buttons at usually the top of all of these different ones. Corey'sDigs.com, that's a young lady that is, wow, she is going out and nailing it. She's the one that found out about all of the cattle RFID sensors and was getting the information out about the new, it's a new building, but the concept of putting it there has been around for a while. A new animal disease laboratory right in the heart of Kansas. Moving it from New York City where, you know, they don't have a whole lot of cattle grazing. They don't have a whole lot of, you know, animals for eating, for our nutrition, hanging out there in New York. So that's a good place for a laboratory. Not a good place for a laboratory that has the samples for hoof and mouth disease, which is the deadliest, the most dangerous virus out there to our food system. We're going to put it right in the heart of cattle country. Yeah, Kansas, not the number one. That's, I believe, Texas. But yeah, Kansas is like number three. It's pretty damn important to our food source, to our supply chain for what we need to live, basically. Huh. Wonder if they're planning there what they planned and executed in Wuhan. You know, comedians are now making jokes about it since the truth is coming out, even though that we've been telling you this. We were called conspiracy theorists. We've told you this ever since the beginning. But that's okay. People wake up on their own terms and at their own time. But you need to be prepared. Get that freezer stocked. Our local ranchers are going through basically the same thing as the big guys are. They're going through with, you know, free RFID tags. When people don't want to do something, what do? You make it free. Or you give incentives. Like our very own Governor Sisolak, I believe later on today, about 4 o'clock, looks like, is going to be announcing what incentives they are going to do. Yes, what incentives they are going to do for the state of Nevada to get you to get an experimental shot in your arm that is proving to have killed over 20,000 people worldwide of all ages, including a 6-month-old. No, I'm sorry, 8-month-old. Teenagers are left with permanent heart conditions that they are not going to recover from. So let's see, 20,000 deaths worldwide on a reporting agency that is voluntary. Remember, voluntary. So I would say, just in my own personal opinion, quadruple that number. Maybe even put an X5 or 6 next to it. Worldwide devastating side effects. What are those side effects? Miscarriage, heart conditions, infertility, numbness. Half a million. I'm glad to see that even some celebrities are going through the same thing, because now they're even coming forward and saying, wait a minute, this isn't right. And I have a very interesting story to tell you when we come back from this traffic and commercial spot break here, because informed consent? Yeah, we don't need to worry about that, do we?
7-Eleven introduces 5 new Big Gulp drinks, and they're even bigger and gulpier than ever. Featuring Diabetes Desert Lime, Brain Freeze Berry, Toxic Tangerine, and their biggest Big Gulp, Trash Can-sized Superpower Passion Fruit Punch. Loaded with enough artificial sweeteners and caffeine that you won't have to drive to work, you'll be able to run.
This drink is so big, it has an undertow.
They'll even throw in some electrolytes and vitamins so you won't feel so guilty.
Big Go.
Hydrating America with all kinds of crap.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I have to giggle. Somebody just sent me this. BabylonBee.com. Trump announces he's building a 1,954-mile-long Trump hotel along the Mexican border. That'll be the backside of the hotel right there against the border. So, yeah. Love it. All right. Yeah. Quick story here. Went and got some dog food a couple of days ago. Over at my friend's, I buy it from an actual pet store, pet boutique, Paws over here, talking to my guy over there, and we were talking about the shot, and the way that we were talking, he wasn't really for it, but he had had it. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? I'm going to miss you in 2 years, 2 to 6 years. And he told me the story that his wife really wanted to get it for her work, and she didn't want a hassle. And I said, well, good for her. You know, it's her choice. So while he took her to get the shot in a drive-through situation, they were on the other side of the vehicle, on the passenger side, and working with her, gave her shot. Immediately, she was in pain, and he was looking at her, and he was talking to her, and he was focusing on her, and he's like, are you going to cry? And she's like, yeah, it really, really, really hurts. And he was nervous and worried about her. And then all of a sudden, he had his arm hanging out the window. And then all of a sudden, someone taps on his forearm and says, okay, you're all ready to go. And he's like, what? What are you talking about? And he goes, you're shot. You're all ready to go. He was so focused on his wife that he didn't even feel them give him the injection. I'm like, you didn't feel them wiping alcohol on your arm and then injecting you. It's like, no, I got tough skin. I was focused on my wife. She was in pain and about, you know, it's how our brains work. You zero in and you focus on something. So now he got the shot. Where was the paperwork? Where was the, this could happen or this could happen? You have a risk of death. You have this risk. You have a risk of blindness. Where was the sign on the dotted line? So something's going on here. And now Sisolak, he's going to be giving out incentives. And it better damn well not be taxpayer money. Because all this money that they're giving away for the lotteries and the... that's your money. No, these are COVID funds. No, that is your money. You better start fighting for it. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow.